Olson?
Yes, and we have Dr. Kissinger, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Henry? Just to brighten up your day, well, you already got the report.
Yes.
Well, as a matter of fact, you know, these women are so nice, and by God, they just cheered, and I came in. When I got through, they were all crying and cheering, and it was amazing, really. And I just said a few nice, I mean, I took sort of your line, but I did something else. I said, you know, every time people tell me this mine's a hard job, and then I think of the women I met in Christmas of 69, I think, I'd never let you down. Oh, and they just, Jesus, they were really
excited. That's what they need. They don't want to.
Yeah, I think actually that if anything, that probably Dole and the others have been talking too much tactics, not
that's
enough about
their... They can't sense, because that gets them into it. Then they start worrying.
Well, I said one thing, though. I said, I just want to assure you that from that moment, 69, presidential priority has been given to the POW thing. Every negotiating initiative, and I can assure you, ladies, gentlemen, that not only the publicly, but privately, I have pursued every channel, and we're pursuing them today, and we're going to get them back. You know, I just put it that way. But I really think it turned it around. If it needed to be turned around, it was turned. They were so pleased that I came, but they were just, you should have heard, and they were screaming and yelling and everything.
That's why I thought you was good at doing it. It's a terrible emotion, right? I've only had to be...
Yeah, but I didn't have to answer your questions, but that was good. But anyway... Well, the thing we have to do, then, is to fight this goddamn thing out. I don't know how else to do it. On the other hand, I think you should know that if these people turn us down, I ain't prepared to turn hard right. I mean hard right. We'll blockade the goddamn place and say, get our prisoners or else. Don't you agree? And I think the people of the American people are not behind us. The hell with them.
I think they can be rallied because nobody has suffered more than this.
But I mean, what I meant is, if after our negotiating initiatives, they turn this last one down, Henry, we're not just going to go out with tail between our legs. Then, rather than saying we'll keep 20,000 until we get our prisoners, we'll blockade the goddamn people and say, all right, get our prisoners and we'll reduce. That's what, don't you agree that we have something we ought to do?
I think
a harder line than just getting out is better. tomorrow, you and I'll have a chat for... Yeah, and after that, you and I'll have a 15, 20-minute talk and find out where the hell we go.
Exactly.
And then, because we've also got a physician, Rogers, and after we finish with Cremico, then we got to call him and you in and tell him that, well...
Yeah, but I've got that announcement already typed on a slot of the sheet of paper of the kind they usually hand us.
Yeah.
It is on our paper, so it's very easy.
But I think we got to tell Rogers tomorrow that it's on, don't you think so?
I would tell him right after the meeting.
Right. Call you and him in. Chinese, you're going to make an announcement in the morning, are they?
Yeah, but that could slip again.
What the hell that's about? I don't know what the Russians about. There's more going on than meets the eye here, isn't there?
That's right, and that's why we also have to strike on that other thing. I talked to Bush.
Oh, what'd he say?
He thinks he can do it. He's coming down to see me at 8.
Right. I tell him, regardless of what he hears from state, he's to do what I say. He's my ambassador, not state's. He's a member of the cabinet. God damn it, he's to do it. And not tell him, just delay.
Yes,
right.